Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. Some would say we're brothers.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot.
On a fragrance journey, smelling fragrances, some dedicated to brothers.
Yeah.
And giving you uneducated opinions.
Yeah, and today we have a special one, actually from a fellow friend of the podcast for a long time now, who runs Kajal.
Yeah.
And that would be Mo. And this is actually a sister brand of that he started called Oday Mo.
Yes. And all of the fragrances are dedicated to his family members, one of which I got to meet over in Milan. Hopefully get to see him again here pretty soon.
You're literally about to leave for Milan before this goes out. Mike keeps saying this. He's like, it feels like it happened like 3 or 5 months ago.
Yeah. And it's been a year already.
It fucking flew by, man.
Time goes by so fast. And honestly, stuff like this fragrance, our friendship, this really is an ode, maybe.
To Mo.
just to like the things that actually matter in life.
For sure.
And I do like the direction that Mo is going with this. Each one of these, I think, is dedicated to maybe two sisters, his mother and his brother. I think is how it goes.
Okay.
And this one specifically, Tariq, is dedicated to his brother. And us being so close, Ryan, we're not brothers, but
might close, as well be.
Yeah, close enough to being brothers. We can understand the importance of what our relationship has in our life. And it sounds like just from reading through some of the things that he said, that equally so.
Yeah.
His brother has that important place in his life. So we're going to get into Tariq. It's a newer fragrance. This is a newer house, and I had just heard about it last Milan from Chris Fragmental, of all people. And so after I got back, I didn't even contact Mo. I actually just went to the website and purchased basically a sample set of the four fragrances. And they were so generous enough to send me a couple of full fragrances and then samples of the other two. So we have a full bottle of this, and I think we're going to give it away on the Patreon.
I think that would be great. I think that's a good idea. The box looks great. I love the design. You can definitely see where this and Kajal have like a link.
Yes. Yeah. The packaging is great. I love how this folds out, comes out like a book. It's got a magnetic opening part to it. So we're going to get into this fragrance. But first, we've got to go back in time to Philip Pline with our one night stand review.
Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
Well, Mike, after spending the night in a luxurious bed made for a dog, better than your own bed at the house.
Yeah.
With Philip Pline, what do you have to say about No Limits?
Yeah, it got pretty good.
It really did.
It's strong, too.
Super strong. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know how to explain the scent. Other than, I mentioned it before, it was like three different things, but one of them that stood out was like this doctor office vibe. Later, we're sitting here, me and Mike, I was like, it's kind of got that smell when they put that gas mask on you at the dentist.
The laughing gas.
I don't know how to explain it, but it smelled more and more like either a doctor's or a dentist's office. Something going on. It's pleasant because it's like nostalgic to me.
Yeah.
It smells really good. And for that price point, to smell kind of niche straight up, pretty fucking good. So I'm still with a buy.
It's got to be the cheapest way to buy a fragrance in that type of profile of a fragrance. That we've smelled other ones and they're hefty in price tag. But this, surprisingly, is affordable and it does smell great. It just had 10 minutes of rough up front for me on the skin. Yeah. On the card, it was beautiful. Tester strip! but on the body, on my skin, there was 10 minutes that I did not love it. But it got to a point where I even enjoyed it as well. And
are you changing your opinion of the sample, or are you still sticking with the sample? Because keep in mind, it's cheap.
I know. I still think if it's a buy the smaller one. You may love it, and then you can buy the bigger bottle of it. But it's worth smelling. It really is, especially if you're a gentleman or someone who's into masculine fragrances, 30s and up. Mm-hmm. You know, I would even say 35 and up. It is on the mature side, but for the price tag, it's definitely a hard, hard sample.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to buy a sample for this, but I would just say lean in with the smaller one first if you're really interested. But it does have that ultra clean, soapy, leathery. It had that vibe. It did have a slightly medicinal type thing that you were saying.
Yeah.
But those first 10 minutes were not my favorite on the skin.
I'm shocked. I am so shocked at that one. Just went in it just wanting to have fun with it because it's so ludicrous looking and the commercial's silly and his life is crazy. But
yeah.
And the YouTubers were what I thought were shilling. They were not. This one's good. And therefore, it's still a buy for me. Okay.
That sounds good. Let's jump into our scent of the day, Ryan. Tariq by Odemo.
All right. Can I open it?
Please.
I do like the book thing. Listen to this, guys. It's sexy. Oh, yeah. All right. And that is a big-ass bottle. Okay.
Yeah. Where are we at on the size for this thing?
This has got to be 100 ml or
80. 80 ml.
Wow, it feels bigger. Okay.
Yep. And it's got gold around the rim of the box, and on the inside is laser cut foam.
Looks sharp. Let's smell her. Badass atomizer. There you go. Ooh, okay. Okay, I probably shouldn't have went that hard.
Yeah, I forgot this thing is loud. Very sweet. We don't claim to know many notes here on the Cologne Podcast, but I will say that sort of familiar cardamom really pops hard.
God, is that not one of the most popular notes that gets dropped in any fragrance review? I feel like it's always cardamom, right?
I don't know that I smell cardamom like this. This feels like very, like, God, I feel like I'm talking... you know, bougie
up here.
But I feel like it's a very cardamom forward fragrance.
Very. Okay, I can get with you on that. Okay.
It's like the big brother to like La Nuit de L'Homme.
I absolutely get that. It's not a one-to-one, but it is like, and if you like that, you would probably love this.
Yeah, I think so. Like this has, you know, some of the designers kind of have like this weird, like the only way I can describe it is like the static type of smell that goes along with it.
Yeah.
La Nuit de L'Homme has that, unfortunately. It's a great smelling fragrance. This doesn't have that. This is smooth. Where that static kind of starts on that, this has almost like this bubble gummy sort of sweetness.
So just to go back on static, something similar as well, like Le Male kind of has that. You know what I always talk about, that like fringe on the edge kind of thing in the scent?
Maybe so.
But yeah, this is really smooth. I usually am not big on, like, I don't want to say this is like sweet, like Romanus, nothing like that. But you know how early on you were like, Mike always likes the sweet,
yeah, and soft. Sweet and spicy. Yeah.
This is done really well. I really like this.
Yeah, it almost has, like, on the tester strip, it has like this kind of bubblegum thing that smells really good.
Okay.
It's almost like a La Nuit de L'Homme Ultramal type thing.
I don't think as sweet as the Ultramar.
But not as, yeah, not as sweet. I'm just trying to paint, you know.
Gotcha.
Familiarities for the listeners out there. But it is sweet. And I want to say soft, but it's not really soft. It's pretty loud.
Yeah, it's loud. I think it's sweet and smooth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting sweet, smooth, a little elegant. That's why I agree with the big brother to La Nuit de L'Homme. So that makes me question, do you think this is a, because they would say that's like the man of the night is what that stands for.
Okay.
Do you feel like this is a man of the night kind of fragrance? Because I'm kind of getting that vibe personally.
Well, so I think the description that Mo kind of put up on the website was like, his brother has this bright, jubilant sort of personality. I think that's what he's trying to get across in the fragrance.
Gotcha.
Is like this bold warmth. I can't remember it word for word, but what I took away from it was like a very warm personality, a very bright, probably loving personality. It sounded like a very supportive personality. And when you smell this, you do get this warmth. You get this sweetness. It's got the tiniest little bit of citrus that gives you like kind of that bright bite to it.
You know, I'm probably going to make a terrible statement here. but just hear me out. You know me, I'm not a wordsmith like you. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
I always have to say things, and then Mike like takes what I say, and then he concocts it and deciphers it. He spreads all the puzzle pieces out. He's like, oh, yeah, you said you wanted me to pick up milk. You know, it's like, that's like all something stupid. But when you just said all that, it just clicked in my head. Inviting, warm, whatever. It makes me think, when, and I'm playing into the role of what this is trying to be, of like this brother figure.
Mm-hmm.
He says in the thing, and we'll read that here, but if we think about our relatives, they are familiarity. I can't say it. And there is something about that. It's like something you can always trust, or
it's like comforting,
warm. Trust. It's something you can always kind of go back to. And what I'm trying to say is, especially because you were like, this is the big brother to like Laudanum Wheat Delhomme.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that, you should love this, right? I feel like it's that, like if you've, hope I'm wording this right, but all the things you've loved in the kind of the fragrance community, right? Or the fragrance world, and the familiarity to certain things you like, when you're saying this is cardamom forward, it plays into that to me.
My assumption.
Yeah, it plays into that to me. If something that you know and trust, it smells good, it's safe. I will say it's like it's office safe. It is loud, but it's not like abrasive.
Yeah, it's not like Philip Plein.
And maybe that's what he means, like maybe his brother is like that, you know?
Yeah, when I kind of smell it, it is like that sort of comforting, you know, it, like if I think, because I got to meet Mo in person, you know, finally after we had really interacted with him for nearly 2 years on the podcast, and meeting him in person, and I can only assume his brother is the same way. It makes sense. Mo was very warm, inviting, very friendly, very considerate. You know, that was the one thing that I always kind of picked up, was like he had so much to do last year at Essence.
Yeah.
But he was constantly checking in, making sure I was just having a good time.
Yeah.
And seeing what he could do for me. And with everything on your plate during that, to take that time and that to be a priority for you as well, I just kept saying like, man, it's unreal how nice. And every time I'd be around somebody that like worked with them or, you know, was just like nothing but great things. And I think like somebody that radiates that sort of, just feels good being around them.
Just to like certify the statement that he is like a real person and not just like pushing stuff on us. Because let me tell you, Mo has, if I'm just going to be real, he's helped in a lot of ways with this podcast, being a part of it and like sending us things, or like this, you bought one thing, but you're sending another.
Yeah, like I bought a sample and he sent the bottle.
Exactly. Nice. And to say we're assholes on this a little bit, because this was over a year ago.
Yeah, it was right after I got back. So, I mean, it's almost been a full year. And this one, we hadn't opened the other ones. In fact, Lean, the one that's based around the sister that I got to meet, which was equally as sweet of a human, that one we're actually going to do a little unboxing and do an episode for that as well. But we did open this one, and we've smelled this one before, but it's been a year.
Yeah.
See, because as soon as we got it, I was like, oh, man, I really want to see what this is like.
Yeah.
And immediately we smelled it. We're like, oh, this is amazing. We're going to do an episode on this. And it's just taken too long.
It has. And that's why I was bringing it up, because this isn't the first time I feel like we've done that to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All to say, Mo doesn't send this stuff to us expecting us to like get on the horn immediately and
buy this, everyone.
Dude, not even this. It's with Ferris. It's with Home 2. We never drag these things out immediately and we're like, hey, this is cool content for us to make, you know?
And that was always the understanding too. They sent it and it was just, you know, we're not like the typical influencers that get the new releases. They send it out, you know, like it's a press release sort of a thing.
Yeah.
It's always been after we've talked with him, we've caught up with him, and hey, this is cool. I really think you guys will like this. Check this out.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing. So that's kind of what happened here. Again, Mo was in Milan for Kajal, and I overheard Chris asking him about Ode Mo, and he just said, well, you know, I'm here in the Kajal capacity, so I don't mix these two things up. If I'm here, I want to be committed to this thing that I'm here for. So that'll be after we knock this out, then, you know, I'll talk to you about that. So he was a loyalty sort of. I felt like around last year's Milan and around some of the Ferris and stuff like that, we went above and beyond just talking about how awesome he was. Yeah. I feel like I could continue to do that. Yeah. I feel, you know, the attributes that I saw in him, I really, it sounds bad, but it's hard to believe that there are really genuine people still out there like that. And I think this is why I fight so hard for some of the people in the fragrance community is like, I continue to meet people like that. Chris, Tony, Mo, getting around them and just seeing, we had just talked about this, Ryan and I were on a walk and we were talking about Milan.
Yeah.
And you had said, can you imagine how terrifying it would have been if Chris wasn't there?
Oh, it would have been crazy.
It would have been overwhelming. Because I told him, even with the help of Chris, like, and I'm a more outspoken sort of person, extroverted than you are, mm-hmm. but still, I don't get like recharged by it as much. It's just my battery takes longer to drain than yours, you know? Yeah. So I just took a little bit better range on my social battery. But yeah, Chris and Tony and these guys, they really made that experience so great and so just easy and enjoyable. And I felt like Mo was the same way. Mo was constantly checking in to make sure I was having a good time. I had like a place where I could take a pit stop if I needed to show up at the Kajal booth. He was like, treat it like home. Yeah. You know, it was so awesome. It was also great to see that he was like, hey, I'm in Kajal capacity right now. And so that's where my loyalty lies. And we'll get together later and talk about this other brand thing. But I want to be focused on this.
He's a cool guy. I have not had a chance to meet him in person. Y'all know me. I don't fly. But if he ever comes to Texas.
Right.
My favorite thing was from our last Ferris episode. When we did the interview with him, he comes dressed to the nines. We're doing just a Zoom call type thing to do the interview. And when he found out we weren't doing video recording, he goes, oh, you're not recording this? He's like, oh, well, then I'm taking my jacket off. It is. Yeah. He was hot as hell.
Yeah.
And he always comes. He's always prepared, dressed up. His beard game is on point.
Incredible. Perfectly faded and everything.
But I'm bringing it up because just to humanize this guy, he really is like one of us. He has been a listener to this podcast since we started.
Right.
Which is shocking. And so.
Yeah. I think these are the type of things that we should celebrate in the fragrance community. You know, everybody wants to point the finger at whatever big brands and stuff like that. So when you see somebody that's so genuine and they're really doing heartfelt stuff, in whatever size the company is, we need to like really celebrate that these are just genuine, awesome people that are doing really cool stuff. And this is one of them. Ryan and I, we've sat behind the scenes and talked about, you know, what cool different things that maybe someday we could contribute to the fragrance community.
Yeah.
And not really this idea, but this would be an idea I would be proud of, to make fragrances that represent people.
I love the
idea. And then capture their personality and try to highlight the special things about them.
Yeah, because every other fragrance is about, and there's nothing wrong with this. We all wear fragrances. We do want to smell good. That's like bottom line number one, right?
Right.
But it's like, I guess from a designer aspect, you know, it's always like freaking Kylo Ren running down the fucking beach and shit to sell you a freaking thing.
Yeah.
But
Burberry hero.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong. Great ad.
I love Adam Driver
too. I do too. He's amazing. Have you ever seen Logan Lucky with him?
Oh, is that the one where they're like brothers and they're trying to do a heist or something?
It is amazing.
Yeah. Daniel Craig acts like a redneck or something.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've
seen one of the greatest movies. But yeah. This fragrance, to get back to it, this fragrance is actually really good. I'm loving the cardstock, more so than my skin. It smells really good. And let's get into it. Let's do the price and trend on this.
Okay.
The price for 80 ml, $120. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
The trend, it's peaked up and down. It's kind of riding a middle line right now.
Yeah.
But I think it's also because it's not really heard of right now, because he hasn't pitched this big thing on it yet.
Yeah. This is really like in niche. This is really like the indie side of things.
Yeah.
But if you've experienced any bit of Kajal, you understand the commitment to excellence that Mo has, then you'll understand exactly why these fragrances, I think, are only going to get better over time.
Absolutely.
But when I smell it and the quality of it, and it's like, we've said this before, a fragrance that when you find these certain few fragrances that are you that somehow speak about the nuances of your character when you wear them. That's kind of, I feel like the point of these fragrances is like Mo is creating an avenue for people to get to know his favorite parts about the people he loves.
I do love that. I really do. I like when there's some genuine shit in the community. So yeah. I'm for it. I wear any type of fragrance. I don't care how loud and obnoxious it is. Those are everyday wear kind of fragrance for me. Like he'll tell you, until I ran out of it, dude, I'm rocking red tobacco.
Yeah, 20 sprays.
Dude, summertime, I'll rock it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I will say for people out there that are not like me that want to go to the extreme with fragrances, this is very like office friendly, inviting, chill. This is an everyday wear. This is something I really would wear a lot.
And I think you can overspray this one. It's loud, but I don't think like sometimes fragrances that are so loud, the more you spray on, kind of sometimes it compounds in a weird way. Like red tobacco would be one for me that I would just never do that to. This, I feel like you can get away with overspraying it.
For sure.
You'll just be like a cloud of happiness and joy that walks through the office.
Let me ask you, who do you think would wear a fragrance like this?
As much as I want to like go into dreamland, I feel like this is so mass appealing that I really think it's going to be 18 to 65 year old men.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then somewhere in there, I'm going to say 25 to 40 year old women.
Yeah, I can get the mass appeal part. Man, I don't know if I think women, but I guess I could see that vibe. But I was kind of thinking too, you know, this is, when you said that, mass appealing, I am thinking this, it rides a weird line of almost like YSLY maybe, and La Nuit de Lhomme for me. A little bit.
Yeah, it's not as like citrusy.
No.
As I think of like with Y, but
it's not bad. It's pretty good.
It's just a, like a feel-good fragrance.
Yeah.
Like when I smell it, it's like, oh, yeah. Kind of takes me back. Like when we first kind of started. I mean, when we first got into fragrances, we smelled something like this that wasn't just like shower gel, clean, soapy. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, yeah.
Definitely sweet and smooth. I like it. Okay. Are you going to skip it?
Sample it?
Or buy it?
What are you going to do, Ryan?
Well, I would probably sample this some more, personally. You, however, did buy it, but you bought a sample.
Yeah.
And go.
Right, yeah. I mean, I hit the mother load because I forget the samples were couldn't be 10 bucks.
Yeah, so super appreciative to Mo for that. It's definitely a hard sample because I do think there are more people than me out there that want the safe office thing kind of going on, and this is 100% that. If I'm just being honest, this is 100% like safe office vibe, but it smells really good. If you like, for me, if this is my opinion, if you love La Nuit de Lhomme, if you love something like YSLY, I feel like this is like if those two kind of like met up and hung out, you'd kind of walk by and you get a little both of those.
Yeah, I feel like, too, if you're into fragrances like that, like that's the sweet, bright, warm type fragrances, and you want something, one, with a little bit more backstory, a little bit more love behind it, something that's slightly more sophisticated than just a designer fragrance, then this, I think, is a buy for the right people. It's safe enough to be a buy that I could say, yes, this is a buy. I enjoy it. I still wear La Nuit de Lhomme.
Yeah, and it smells incredible.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And if we weren't giving this away, I would probably exchange that out because I do kind of like what this does a little bit better than that. And plus, every time I look at it, I just have all these feel-good memories of getting to meet people in the fragrance community, and there's just a lot behind this. And first of all, as an outing of your own brand, I would be extremely proud of what this came across like. I think it's done really well. So
I have to say, while he was talking, I took the bottle from his hands like a jerk. But my intention, I sprayed it again. I really do like the opening. It is, you're right. There is kind of a bubblegum thing going on, but it's not like Ultramall, like that super candy. It's really subtle, but I really love the opening on this. It is like, it's hitting me now. It's hitting me hard.
Yeah. It's a beautiful fragrance. And like I said, there's just a lot behind it that just makes my heart happy. Like, call me sentimental, but I mean, these things are really important. On this journey, in the fragrance community, in the podcast. These have been some of my favorite moments, have involved Mo and Kajal and what they've kind of opened the door to help us do. And I just can't help it. I just love it
for sure.
And they offer a way to sample it, so there's no risk, but I would say this is a safe blind buy.
God, let me say this. Yes, I love that they offer a way to sample, because there are so many that don't. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
If you love today's episode, you want to let us know, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite streaming platform and let us know what you think about this fragrance.
And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.